Yes. I was able to find another provider for you, but the thing is, he'd be able to do a jump start for you. But that means I would have to switch your service over to a jump start, and I don't know if you're guaranteed to get him because he said he can only assist you if you do a jump start because he won't be able to give you a tow.
How much?
I won't know how much that service would be until I change your service to see if you're covered for it or not.
You talking about change my service to another insurance provider?
No, to being a jumpstart service instead of a tow service.
Oh, okay. Would
Because
that
since
affect my policy?
your car won't shift, it's gonna be kind of hard because it needs special equipment to get up on a flatbed. That's why you have to pay so much out of pocket because your car won't shift at all.
It'll shift if he jump it.
Yeah, if you do a jump start and then your vehicle is able to turn on, then you'll be good.
I'd be good as in I don't have to come up with no money.
I mean, I won't know what your if you change the service, I won't know if you're covered or not. But if you want to do a jump start service, we can see if you're covered for it.
All right, let's see if we come for. I had nothing to lose, right?
You said, repeat that for me one more time.
I said, well, let's go ahead and see because I have nothing to lose, right?
I'm not sure if you're covered for it, but you might. Some people are normally covered for jump starts.
Let's see if I'm covered for it.
Okay, give me one second. Did your engine stop running while driving?
Yes.
Okay. Is it back into the parking space?
Yes.
Okay. Are there other vehicles parked around it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Lost them. Gotta be on water anymore.
Okay, so your location you're at right now, that is the 2050 Rosewell Road in Marietta.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, you're covered for a jump start.
So I don't have to come out of pocket or anything?
No, you don't have to come out of pocket for a jump start service.
That's a hard word.
You'll probably have to reach out to your insurance company and ask them like how many miles you can go up to when you get a tow. Because they
Okay,
had
I will.
stated that you can only go up to 5 miles, so that's why you have to pay so much out of pocket because your insurance only cover you for 5 miles.
Okay, I didn't know that. She told me it was gonna be free no matter what. I get on them about that, though. You did your
Yeah,
thing.
I would just reach out to them and ask them like how many miles you can go up to get a tow service.
Okay, will do.
But I'll go ahead and reach out to these providers for you to assist you with your jump start service today.
Thank you so much. So, is nothing else that's needed on my part?
No, sir. Once I find a provider for you, they would just send a text message to your phone letting you know when they can assist you with your service.
Okay, the keys would be in the gas tank, okay?
Oh, for a jump start service, you can't leave it unattended though. That's the one thing you can't do. You have to be present for them to do the jump start service.
Why? It's a monkey wrench. I ever come, man.
I do apologize about that one. That's the only thing you can't do, leave it unattended.
Okay, so How long would it take for them to get here?
I won't know until I give them a call, and then I'll be able to give you an ETA status.
Okay, give them a call from our work.
Okay. And I'll give you a call back letting you know the status of the ETA.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.